Hey everybody, and welcome to the Health Tech Podcast, where we talk about everything healthcare and technology. I'm your host, James Somaru, and this is your weekly Sunday session. Hey everybody, and happy Sunday. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about jobs, and there's a couple of reasons that I'm hiring myself, and I'm realizing that it's not easy hiring people, as I'm sure a lot of you out there will know, particularly in health tech. But look, I know that lots of you are wanting to work at health tech startups. I know lots of you startups out there are hiring, which is great. I think there's a load of attention on our sector at the minute. I think there's loads going on, but I've got a bit of advice, I suppose, for people that are looking to work at a health tech company. And that includes obviously working for myself as well. But I think one thing that I've learned and one thing that I've noticed is that it's really difficult for people to come to the table with a lot of health tech experience. And what I mean by that is it's a pretty young sector, it's a pretty new sector. And so to actually have worked at multiple health tech companies and to come with that breadth of experience is actually quite rare. And I think it's even quite rare, to be honest, to see many people that have worked at any health tech company. So if you're looking for a job in, you know, one of the standard buckets like operations or marketing, etc., you're probably likely to be coming from a different sector. And so I think if you're looking to work at a health tech startup, I think a way of really differentiating yourself, even if you're from the world of healthcare or technology, is to actually get some experience at some health tech startups. And so whether you're a clinician looking to move out, whether you're in a different sector looking to move in, whether, as I say, you've worked at one place, you wanted to work at another, I think a really good differentiator for you is going to be getting some experience under your belt working at different health tech companies, because to have a few that you understand that do something slightly different, that might have different customers, you know, you might have done some work with the NHS and that side of things, you might have worked at the private sector, you might have worked at insurers or employers. And so that breadth of experience and understanding of the space would be so, so, so valuable to so many companies listening as well. So I think there are a couple of ways, I suppose, that you could get that experience. And one thing I've seen people do, if they've got some experience, they have some skills, they're able to help, is that in their own time, they'll mentor for an accelerator. And so marketing might be your thing, or as I say, operations might be your thing, or something along those lines. But what you could do is offer that support, advice, guidance via an accelerator to multiple health tech startups. And so it's one way of really kind of turbocharging your CV, if you will, to show the amount of different startups that you've helped within even the health tech space. And obviously there are accelerators like the one I ran called digitalhealth.london. So there's that accelerator, there's Wira, there's a few others that, you know, serve a few different startups in the health tech space. So that's definitely something you can do. The other thing, I suppose, is to think about what really interests you in the health tech space, and to go out and look for startups on that mission that have that same vision, and to try and help those, again, by just offering your support, advice, guidance, something that you think you could do. And even if you're not super experienced with something you could help in terms of a skill or that sort of thing, you can still offer your time. And so whether it's writing something for them, doing their social media, helping them with admin or anything really, whatever it is that you think that you can do for them, again, just any way that you can get that experience under your belt working at a health tech startup, so that your potential future employer knows that you understand the space, then anything you can do is absolutely ideal along those lines. And I think the other thing that you can do is to get in touch with me, because obviously I know a lot of different health tech startups in the space. A lot of them are asking me for advice. A lot of them are asking me for help with hiring quite often, or if I know people, it's quite common. I've helped a couple of startups recently place people sort of COO level, that kind of thing. But obviously my network expands into juniors and all sorts of different people too. So if you've got me on LinkedIn, send me a DM. If you haven't got me on LinkedIn, add me on LinkedIn and just write a little note to say that you're looking to get in touch with certain health tech companies to offer your help, or to get in touch with them, or because you're interested in working for them. Just let me know in that when you add me what it is you're looking for, and I will do my best to hook you up with whoever it is that you need. And if you are interested in content and developing some content, whether that's video, audio, social media, that side of things, get in touch with me, definitely, because if you're looking to do that for health tech companies, those are the clients of Somex, and that is what we do. So give me a shout and let me know. And I suppose more specifically as well, I'm actually looking for somebody to help me with the content for the Health Tech Podcast. And so if you listen to this podcast every week, if you think you could knock up a few social media posts with some nice images, some visuals, some graphics, whether that's doing some waveform graphics and things like that, whatever it is, if you think you can help me turbocharge the social media posts of the Health Tech Podcast and sort out our content, then by all means, get in touch with me and there is definitely some paperwork for you. And just to give you an idea of some opportunities out there in space right now, in the newsletter that we put out this afternoon, so Health Tech Pigeon that went out this afternoon, which is the newsletter from me and Somex, we put together a few different opportunities and listed them out here. So you've got Big Health, the makers of Sleepio and Daylight. They are looking for a UK partnerships lead and an engagement manager. NHSX are scouting for a senior AI lab data engineer and a senior lab data scientist. Dr. Doctor, well, they raised some money recently, didn't they? That was in last week's Health Tech Pigeon. So they're looking for all sorts of different roles, UX designer, legal, full stack engineer, front end developer, and Oviva. So you might remember Mark from a few weeks ago. So Oviva, the diabetes company, so they are after a head of NHS sales and market access. They are looking for a clinical lead for diabetes, a clinical lead for weight management. So loads of different jobs. But look, there are lots of different companies advertising lots of different jobs in the health tech space, particularly those that are raising money still. As soon as they raise money, they're always looking to grow their teams. And so always keep an eye on TechCrunch and all those different places to find some good startups that are raising and have raised in the health tech space to find those opportunities. But you can also subscribe to Health Tech Pigeon, which is the newsletter. You can find that in the description of this episode. We're going to be sticking in some of the opportunities that we find, but by all means, you can tag me or Somex in any kind of LinkedIn post that you put out about a job if you are a health tech startup, and or just DM me or whatever it is, get in touch anyway, and we can always ping that opportunity in the newsletter to help everybody out in the space. So that's my advice this week about jobs in health tech. Have a look at Health Tech Pigeon for a few of the bits going on. So the FDA's launched the Digital Health Center for Excellence. Nudge theory, popular in behavioural economics, but can we nudge doctors? Have a read of a paper on that. The NHS has launched the COVID-19 contact tracing app. Bit of good press, bit of bad press on that. I actually quite liked it. Got it today when I was out and about. And bit of raising money. A few people are raised in the space. There's this new thing, Death Tech. Anyway, check it out in the newsletter. I'll stick the link to it in the description of this episode. And I thought I'd leave you with a bit of extra advice I got from Lissy Hu, and that is who I interviewed on Thursday. She is a Harvard MD MBA. She's the founder and CEO of Careport, which is a company that she had the idea for while she was at medical school, entered a pitching competition at Harvard, and ended up founding this company. She got acquired, been on an incredible journey, but here is what she said about her best advice for health tech entrepreneurs. Have a listen to this, and I'll see you guys next week.
My biggest tip for health tech entrepreneurs is to really understand your customer and what their needs are. And I think to balance that with a vision, you don't want to just build a better fax machine for your customer, which is certainly something that I could have built, a better fax machine, but really to take what their problems are, synthesize that with your vision, and then come up with your solution. I think that is the winning combo.
And I could not agree more with Lissy. How many times has that come up on this podcast today, listening to your customer and designing something around them? But anyway, without boring you for another week on that one, I will let you go, and I will see you guys next week.